Over to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President and dear participants of the Social Forum 2021, present in the room and also online, I'm just giving a short introduction on this panel, which is entitled COVID-19, the right to development and solidarity rights. This panel will explore with our panelists the relevance of the so-called solidarity rights in fighting the coronavirus pandemic, let us say also other threats, current threats. As you know, the list of international recognized human rights has increased throughout the years for many reasons. And the rights we will speaking about are based on the ideal of fraternity and the principle of international solidarity, well established in the United Nations system. Such rights that are mostly individual and collective in nature include, among others, the right to development, the right to peace, both already recognized, and the right to health and sustainable environment. And at the 48th Human Rights Council session just now, there has been an historical resolution that has adopted this right, as well as the proposed right to international solidarity. These rights are rooted in particular in the United Nations Charter and Article 1 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which says that human beings should act in a spirit of brotherhood, and especially Article 28, which says everyone is entitled to a social international order in which the rights and freedom set forth in the Declaration can be fully realized, and Article 29, which says everyone has duties to the community. Let us start now with our panel. We will have three panelists present in the room and one panelist intervening remotely. I would like to recommend all the panelists, please, to stick to the 7 minutes allocated for their intervention. Don't let me to intervene and tell you to conclude. Our first panelist, and I'm honored to introduce him, is Dr. Saif Al-Badr. Dr. Al-Badr is the official spokesperson of the Ministry of Health of the Republic of Iraq since 2017. He is also the director of the Iraqi Health Radio at the Ministry of Health, and he is also a trainer in clinical nutrition and a specialist doctor in public health and epidemiology. Dr. Al-Badr, the floor is yours.